Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the third day of Tevis, Tavshin Pei Dalad, the last day of Hanukkah, Zois Hanukkah. Masechta Yevamos, Perek Yud Dalad, Mishnah Gimel. Shnei Achim Chershim Nesuim L'Shtei Achoyos Chershes. If there were two brothers who were deaf-mutes, and they were married to two sisters who were deaf-mutes, Oy L'Shtei Achoyos Bekreis, or two sisters who were normal. Oy L'Shtei Achoyos, or to two sisters, Achas Chereshes, Beachas Bekachas, one who was deaf and mute and one who was normal. In each of these cases, the marriage is only mirabanan, because the two brothers, the two men, were deaf mutes, regardless of what status the women were, the wives were. Oi, or, says the Mishnah further, Shtei Achoyos Chershes, two sisters who were deaf mutes, Nesuos L'Shnei Achim Pikrim, even if they're married to two normal brothers, or to two brothers who were deaf-mutes. This is really the same case as we've had in the Reisha, but the Mishnah does this for the symmetry of having both sides of it. Or to two brothers, one was deaf-mute and one was normal. Again, in all of these cases, because the two women, the two sisters, were deaf-mutes, regardless of the status of the husbands, again, the marriage is only mirabbanan. And because of that, says the Mishnah further, if one of the brothers dies without children, without any descendants, hara'elu puturos min ha'chalitza min ha'yibum, the wives are exempt from having chalitza and yibum. Why? Because since the two mute brothers, deaf-mute brothers, or the two mute deaf sisters, as we said before, have only a kiddush and rabbanon, the marriage of both of them are an equal status, meaning they're both only rabbanon. So therefore, the marriage of the wife of the yovam comes and uproots any zikah, any connection of yibum that there is, because there is a prohibition here of achos isha, there is a sister of the wife. Because the zika, the connection to the yibum, is also oni mirabbanan, because his brother's marriage is also again oni mirabbanan. So when he comes to the yibum, that yibum is midiras sofim, is mirabbanan. And the isra, the prohibition of achos isha, is she the sister of his wife, also oni mirabbanan. So therefore they're equal. And therefore, what we say is the Isur of Achos Isha will repel or neutralize the Zika, any din of Yibum that could be. Just like if there was a proper Achos Isha and a proper Yibum, it would reject it. Vimhoyu Nochrios. If, however, these two wives, the wives of the two brothers, were Nochrios, Nochrios he means were unrelated, were not sisters, Yichnoisu, then they can marry, they can do Yibum. If one of the brothers dies without children, the second brother can be miyabim, can marry the wife of his deceased brother. Notice the Mishnah says only yichnoisu, do yibum. But chalitza is not an option. Why? And that's because we've said so many times, chalitza cannot be done by a cheresh or a chareshes. It cannot be done by a deaf mute. And as we said, the halacha is if a chalitza was done by them, then it's psula. It's absolutely worthless. So the only option is yibum, and that they can do if the two women were not related. And if they want to afterwards divorce the yavama, yitziu, they can. After they've done yibum, they can give a get. Why? Even though they're deaf mutes and they can't give, and the get that they give will be only through sign language, right? That's good enough. Because remember that the marriage that they're into is only coming from the zikah of their brother, and that marriage was also done only b'remizah through sign language. So therefore, the get will be strong enough, even though it's only done through sign language, to uproot a marriage which initially was only done that way anyway from his brother. That is the zikah coming from his brother. Mishnah Dalet. Shnei Achim, two brothers, echad cheresh ve'echad bikeach. One was a deaf mute, one was normal. Nisuim nishtachais, and they married to two sisters, pikchais, who are normal. Meis cheresh bal hapikachas. The cheresh, the deaf mute, who's the husband of the normal one, died. And their marriage, that marriage was not a nisuim gemurim. And now his wife falls or has to deal with now the brother the brother and the brother of her husband, who is normal. For Yibum, Mayase Pikeach Balha Pikachas. What shall the normal husband do, the one who's married to the normal woman, whose normal wife is Achos Yevimta, is now the sister of his Yevama, of the potential sister-in-law? Teitze, says the Mishnah, no problem. Teitze means the Yevama, the sister-in-law, the widow, is completely exonerated. There's no Yevama Chalitza required whatsoever. She's a fully fledged sister of the wife, Mishum Achos Isha, and that is a true Achos Isha, sister of his wife. Because remember, the normal one married to the normal wife has a proper marriage, and the sister, this Yevama, is a real sister of his wife. Achos Isha is an Aroyas. That's a very strong prohibition, and that pushes away any zika that there would be from the brother who passed away. Meis pikeach bala pikachas, but it's a different story if the other brother died, if the pikeach, the normal brother, died, the one who had the full marriage, and now his wife, who's a normal wife, falls before the brother who is a deaf mute for yibum, what happens now? The zika, the connection is minatora. The yibum is minatora because that was his brother, and his brother died without leaving any children. So there's a connection, there's a zika pulling him to that woman minatora, but at the same time he's married to the sister. But the sister is, that's his sister's, her sister's marriage to this. To this cheresh is not powerful enough, it's not strong enough. So therefore what we say is, Mayaseb Acheresh Bal Pikachas, what shall the deaf mute do, the one who's married to the Pikachas, to the normal woman? Moitz Ishta Beget. He has to divorce his wife. Why? Because the zika of the sister is coming from a strong marriage, from a new Sumin HaTorah. And that zika is strong enough to now prohibit his existing wife, because his wife will now be called, or now has a status of, Achos Zukukosai. She's called the sister of the woman who's got a zika to him. She's a sister, his wife now is a sister of a woman that has a zika to him. You'll say, but who cares about the zika? It's a sister. No, we do care, because his marriage is not strong enough to be able, it's only a midrabanan, it's not strong enough to push away the Yevama, to reject the Yevama because of Achos Isha, because of the sister being the sister of his wife. Can't say that, because it's not really his wife, min HaTorah. Ve'eshes Achiv Asur Le'olam. And Nebuch, the wife of his brother, the Almona, the widow, will be in limbo for the rest, for forever. She can't marry any man. Why? Because since the Cheresh can't give a Chalitza, there's only two things that can help a Yevama, Yibum or Chalitza. Yibum he can't do because, as we just said before, his wife is she's an Achos Isha, she's a sister of his wife, albeit a wife midrabanan, but it's enough to make her also Yibum. Chalitza he can't give because a Cheresh of deaf mute can't give Chalitza. So the poor widow of his deceased brother will never be able to marry. Well, at least